Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Wearing my Justice shirt aspirationally this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, hi, good morning.
Your hair is covering up letters so that just that says stick.
Yeah, well, that's it. Stick we can it all stick here. It. We can all stick it.
Yeah. No, it's
accurate.
Rude, you know, sometimes the rudest and most succinct is, and that's what I enjoy about you on Twitter. Paul Gosar tweeted, should Kyle Rittenhouse get a Congressional Medal of Honor for selflessly protecting the lives and property of the people from an armed mob of arsonists and criminals? And you just said, you. Which I think...
That's astute political
to the point,
commentary.
To the point, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, you can just go F himself sideways, backwards.
With no lube.
With various implements unlubed. Yeah.
You just said when Republicans win, they'll replace Martin Luther King Day with Kyle Rittenhouse Day and enforce celebrations. You went on to say this verdict sucks. So do the laws. And the GOP is doing everything it can to make sure those laws favor the fascists. Yeah, that's what it felt like, right? It just, you could feel the barely controlled celebrations, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm surprised there weren't, you know, parties in the street, you know, like a war had been won or something like that. The amount of hype that this case got, especially on the right, was it's so depressing and so unsurprising that he became just a cause célèbre for gunning down people who were trying to stop him from gunning down people.
Yeah. And, you know, I say this all the time, but they've had the side by sides of him and Brett Kavanaugh bawling. And I said, have you noticed Republican men only ever cry for themselves? It's like they have no empathy. They don't cry for people that die because they can't afford insulin or, you know, I mean, it just is extraordinary, right? That him blubbering in court again when he did. And oh God, I can't.
For okay. Children being taken away from their parents at the border, for people in poverty, for people dying because they can't get health care, can't afford it. Yeah.
And they made fun of Barack Obama for crying when the kids in Newtown were slaughtered, because that's not something you should cry about. I mean,
No, I swear,
have you noticed that? Seriously, John Boehner. They all cry about themselves. You know, I was raising a tavern and I'm the Speaker of the House. I was like, oh my God.
I didn't realize it would happen to me kind of tears. Like, oh no, something bad has actually happened to my white ass and in this country. And yeah.
Well, also, it's the gaslighting. Who is in the... Ahmaud Arbery, I know. I don't want to call it that. He's not on trial.
The trial of the killers of Ahmaud Arbery.
Yes, thank you. But the, what do you call it? The defense guy, he said, this is what a public lynching looks like in the 21st century. In a true WTF moment, defense attorney Kevin Goh argues the trial of the three white men who chased and killed Ahmaud Arbery has been tainted by public attention, particularly by black pastors. And you just said, oh, yes, clearly the real lynching is making white people feel bad for murdering a black man. Yeah. I mean, you feel like you're in... upside down world. The Kyle Rittenhouse somehow was a victim, and you know the white men who lynched Ahmaud Arbery are the victims.
Right. It'd be like if that in that famous photo of a lynching with the guy with the thin mustache that's standing there in the front, pointing at the body.
Uh-huh.
If that went viral on social media today, and he was like, "Why are you lynching me?
Yeah.
All I did was lynch someone."
Yeah, yeah. And you, of Kyle Rittenhouse, you said this little will be a featured speaker at CPAC next year. Oh, yeah. Count on it. Count on it.
Oh,
there was literally an article that came out on Friday after his verdict saying that Kyle Rittenhouse sentenced to 45 years of speaking at CPAC.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. Oh, he'll be somebody's guest at the State of the Union.
Absolutely.
This kid's life is going to be the part of the right wing economy for decades. I mean, you know.
Right. Anyway, yeah. I love you. There was an article about I'm telling you, she is the greatest speaker by far in the history of the House. Nancy Pelosi, the whole article you were referring to with back channels to Manchin and Pelosi, Sinema found a path to a deal, and how she was in the middle of all of this and really made this happen. And you just said Dems in array. No one will write about that.
Yeah, yeah. And by the way, we should spend some time comparing Nancy Pelosi's 8+ hour speech and Kevin McCarthy's 8+ hour speech.
Oh, yes.
Because Nancy Pelosi's speech
about the Dreamers. Yes.
Yeah, on target, reading their words, the whole thing. And you have, you know, just Kevin McCarthy up there bumbling around, you know, talking about whatever enters his head. At one point saying, oh, did you get a bathroom break, Nancy? And it's like, oh, so this is that serious to you, you know, that you're going to talk about, you know, you're hungry or this, you got to pee. I mean,
we say it every week. They're performance artists. They're trolls. They're not there to govern. It's just, you know. By the way, you wrote 2019, I believe in free market. Capitalism rules, mother. 2021. What do you mean prices go up when demand goes up? My cheeseburger costs more. Do something, government. Yes, you're right. Again, always about them. My cheeseburger's 5 cents more.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, even the ones that want that claim that, oh yeah, no, it's terrible when all these hurricanes and floods happen and fires, but you know, am I going to do anything to even barely limit my climate footprint? No, 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 no. Don't inconvenience me.
You were talking about how stupid this article is. Average Americans are paying as much as $100 to $200 for a single concert ticket, $90 for a bottle of wine, and $5 a gallon for gas. And you said this article is even stupider, quoting a retired guy in California complaining that parking at the county fair is too high. First of all, haven't concert tickets been $100 at least for quite some time?
Yes.
Yeah, what it sounded like was old guy finds out how much concerts are now.
Yes, it's never been to one, but yes.
Yeah, it's even better. He complains that the price of his burrito went up. His burrito price went from $7 to $12, the price of my burrito. And it's like, dude, when's the last time you bought a burrito? And where are you buying the burrito? And you know, it's like, This is who money was basing its story on, about $90 bottle of wines. However, I will say, to the writer's credit, he did actually say, I'm going to have to check on that $90 bottle of wine thing. Because it was like, of anything there, it was like, yeah, that sounds kind of wrong. I
stopped drinking wine a couple years ago, but even I know it's not $90 a bottle.
No.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs. A gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Well, anyway, but I mean, I was reading, you know, this Paul Waldman piece about inflation. You're right. I mean, Eric writes about this too. It's just, he says there's multiple factors combining to encourage inflation panic, none of which have much to do with actual economic reality, which is actually really good, as you alluded to, Rude. It says Republicans highly motivated to say and believe the economy is an absolute disaster for little reason other than the fact that a Democrat is now in the White House. Republicans now rate the economy as doing worse than during the heart of the Great Recession or the lockdown last summer. That is bonkers, Waldman writes. Second, the product that has increased the most is gas, which is, you know, that's a unique. Mm-hmm. And by the way, did you see the thing yesterday? It's because red states drive a lot more. They have a lot more pickup trucks. That's, you know, so it's, you know, that's this end of the world coverage when everything else in the economy shows it's pretty much roaring. Jobs, wages, and then demand went up. That's supposed to be a good thing, too. We're buying more stuff. Right. And now all the articles are, oh, I guess the supply chain thing is kind of resolving now. It's like,
Yeah, take an effing economics class, basic economics class on supply right. and demand. And the other thing is this is a continuation of Trump coming in and talking about the disastrous Obama economy, you know, how the economy was in the toilet until he inherited Obama's economy and was able to put his friggin' name on it, you know?
Well, you tweeted,
it was the greatest economy ever in the history of forever.
Well, right, you tweeted, the disastrous Biden presidency has led to the lowest unemployment rate for any state ever in Nebraska. When will the communism stop? Mm. I mean, by every single indicator, it particularly look at, how many stories did you see about the jobs numbers were totally wrong in the summer? It was a boom, not a, you know.
The jobs went, they undercounted by 620 something thousand. Yeah.
Right.
That seems to be a big deal. Or that, you know, or that, again, this is part of it, or that childhood poverty, children was cut in half.
In half. Yeah. How come Biden hasn't gotten anything done? Yeah, it's only, you know, 1% to 80% of at least one vaccine shot, you know, and also, by the way, his stimulus, a lot of, you know, economists now are saying that's what's caused the economy to be doing so well. This is why people have money to spend and, you know, all of those good indicators are, anyway, way up. I love what you say. You are not going to be the spokesperson for Democrats for 2022. Your headline is, hey, parents, most of you are too dumb to decide on your kids' school curriculum. You are correct, but I think the messaging needs to be massaged a little bit.
No. I want to look out at an audience of parents and tell them all, you are too stupid. Raise your hand if you have an education degree or any background. Okay, you and you can say something. The rest of you, shut the F up. Shut up. You have nothing to say. You have nothing to contribute to this conversation. And if you don't like what I'm teaching your kid, like my daughter, you know, I don't talk about, I do have a child.
My daughter
is, when she had a conservative history teacher. And you know what I did? I didn't go in there and go, oh, how dare you teach her this conservative history. I was like, oh, okay, here's some other things you can look at that give you another perspective.
Yeah.
Like a rational friggin' human being. And I've got 30 plus years as a professor. I actually have the right to go in there and talk about curriculum.
By the way, I've met your daughter and I cannot believe she was raised by you. She is delightful.
And very unrude.
You have some thoughts because you are an educator, but you just said, just like vaccines, too many holes who have read some on Facebook or watched Tucker Carlson's fart face talk about nonsense believe they know something when they know nothing. They're talking about what they've been told critical race theory is, which is not critical race theory. It's like when someone calls you a socialist or a neoliberal, almost none of them know what these words actually mean. Thank you.
Yeah.
I think I've been called both those things, a socialist and a neoliberal. I still don't know how I could be both.
You know what? At this point, I just tune people out if they, you know, depending on which side they are. If somebody on my side wants to call me a socialist, I'll be like, okay, cool.
Right.
But if,
fine.
If, you know, if somebody calls me, you neoliberal, blah, 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 I'm like, shut up.
Shut up. But you said, I mean, this is the thing, and I never even heard this whole thing in context, what Terry McAuliffe said, until you just wrote it. You said, I'm not going to let parents come into school. He was responding to something, and he said, I'm not going to let parents come into schools and actually take books out and make their own decisions. I don't think parents should be telling schools what they should teach. Well, of course, they only use that last part. And you said that shouldn't even be remotely controversial. You don't know enough to teach your kids. That's why you send them to school. You said, I want educators making decisions about, you know, education and not Katie from down the street who thinks she knows everything because she listens to Dan Bongino's podcast while doing CrossFit. I mean, you are correct, but it's just, you know, they use that one clip over and over. Of Terry McAuliffe. And
it's crapping on teachers. That's the other thing is, you know, teachers have been through so much and all they keep doing is crapping on teachers and acting as if they know how to do the teacher's job better than them.
Right. You said unless you were or are an educator at some level and not your church's Bible class, you are too dumb to decide kids' school curriculum. Accept that. And you said if your precious high school student can't handle Beloved, then you're a really parent. Yes. I think that is true.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're probably letting your kid watch whatever on Netflix or online. And it's like, oh no, they're reading something about rape during the slavery times. Like, oh, how dare they make my child, actually learn that or
Yeah. Let's go to the, you said, okay, fine with criticism of her clothes, but can we talk about how much of a Kristen Sinema is being about the filibuster? Like, she's pretty much murdering the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
Also, the clothes are sort of part of the way she governs. So it's just, it's look at me, look at me, look at me.
Yeah. But okay. This is responding because I think a couple of people tweeted out it's something like, you know, why are we focusing so much on her clothes? And I'm like, well, you know, wasn't there somebody, some guy who wore a purple suit to Congress one day? And it's like, you know, if you're going to dress like the Joker, you know, maybe, just maybe, it's worth noting. And if you're going to go in there dressed like you're waiting to, you know, hop on your Harley after you walk out of Congress.
I remember the last apocalypse when Obama wore a tan suit. So don't start with me.
Yeah. Or Michelle Obama showed her arms. And there's,
yes.
And there's
the only arms control they believe in. That's right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, white arms versus black arms.
Sure. Oh, ew, wow. Black. Ew. Yeah.
It always comes down to whether whites or blacks are armed. You know?
Oh, really? Really rude.
Well played.
No.
Love it.
No.
I just love that you called a woman a D, because sometimes women are being D's, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I think I've called you a D.
You called me
a C word, and in your defense, I was being C wordy. Yes?
No. I have foregone the C word because it tends to get people, you know, only. That's the only thing they can focus on if you.
Yeah.
Use
well,
it.
I got mildly annoyed. He's still here. Okay.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Well, that's a little C wordy.
Hard to find skilled labor. You did say finally, though, why. It's always a larger point with you. There's a rudeness and a larger point that you said voting won't save us. Voting rights might. Mm-hmm. And that's why. Yeah. I mean, she has got to bend on at least a carve out for voting rights. Yeah.
Or force them to, you know, pull McCarthy's, even though there is no filibuster in the House, and force them to force people to have a talking filibuster. Get it all out of your system and then let's friggin' vote.
Yeah. Yeah. You are a smart and filthy hobo, and that's what I love about you, Professor.
Well, you know, that's what I try. I appreciated up top that you called me Professor Hobo, although more accurately, you might say Dr. Hobo.
Okay,
Dr. Hobo.
Dr. Professor Hobo. We love you. Goodbye. Happy Thanksgiving. Bye. Thankful for you.
Same to you.
Thanks, Rude.